Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. You know, December usually turns our heads to Christmas shows of the past. Here's the first show from our buddies in Lexington having to deal with goats. We refer to it as Goats Gone Wild.
Presents a special Christmas recreation adapted from a Radio City Playhouse script by Harry W. Junkin and based on a short story by Paul Gallagher. Please join us now as we bring you 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, or Goats Gone Wild. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, December the 24th, in the city room of the Daily Blade. Almost everyone has gone home. A couple of office boys are yawning on the call bench. Three rewrite men are pecking away at their typewriters and watching the clock. At the head of the room, Tex Court, the city editor, is talking earnestly into the telephone with a hunted look on his face. Nearer the door, Perry Brown, the Daily Blade's best reporter, is chatting with Al Vogel, his photographer. They're both about to leave for Rusty's party when Perry's telephone rings.
Hello, Perry Brown.
Oh, hello, Rusty.
Yeah, we're just leaving. I'm all cleaned up. Hey, has the tree come? Good. No, Vogel's sitting here on my desk. We'll leave together. Oh, honey, I'm going to trim that tree with diamonds, rubies, and sapphires.
That'll run into some dough.
Hal says that'll run into some dough. Huh? Oh, darling, if you play Holy Night, I'll cry. Yeah, I will. I get very sentimental about Christmas. Vogel will cry too, won't you, Hal?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we'll all cry, and it'll be a wonderful party. Oh, now, darling, don't worry about the Christmas tree fires. They won't break out till about 9 o'clock, and besides, I'd quit before I'd miss the party. Okay, anything you want me to bring? Just me? Okay, I love you.
Hey, why don't you marry the girl and put her out of her misery?
I'm working on it. By this time next year... Oh, come on, Al. Let's get out of here.
Right behind you.
Let's go say Merry Christmas to Tex.
Good idea.
Rusty's excited about this Christmas party as a 5-year-old kid. It's our first real planned party.
No kidding.
Yes, Mrs. Pettensall. I understand, and I'm sure we can take care of it. By 11 o'clock at number 3 Courtney Tower... Harness to the wagon, yes.
Mrs. Pettensall.
It's all right, Mrs. Pettensall. I'll keep in touch with you. Same to you. Bye.
Al and I are just leaving, Tex. Merry Christmas, and try to get up to Rusty's party if you can, will you? What's the matter?
Perry, I meant to let you and Al go, but something unforeseen has come up.
No, oh no. You promised us the night off.
You did, Tex.
Yes, I know, and you'll get to Rusty's party later. Did you hear anything of that telephone conversation I just had?
You mean Mrs. Pettensall?
Her nephews have arrived unexpectedly from the West. She wants a Christmas present for them.
Oh, no.
She wishes us to secure a pair of goats for her.
Goats?
Harnessed to a red wagon.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Goats?
Harnessed to a red wagon.
Is she crazy? Where can you find a couple of goats in a red wagon on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, where can you find a couple of goats?
You mean, where can you find them?
Oh, Tex, no.
It'll be all right if the outfit arrives at 3 Courtney Towers by 11 o'clock tonight.
I won't do it. I promised Rusty.
And I promised the wife of our editor and managing director that I'd get her 2 goats.
All right, we quit, don't we, Al?
Absolutely, we quit.
I told Rusty nothing would keep us away from her first party.
Listen, Perry, Al, I'm sorry, but I'm on the spot. Do you think I get a kick out of having my reporters used as footmen? Mrs. Pettensall's a bad little girl.
Bad little girl?
She's a gadfly sent to try us. I'm sorry, but it's all part of this screwy business, and she is the wife of our managing director. Now, please, Perry, there's nobody else to send. Please.
I can't. Rusty, she'll give me the...
She'll understand. She's a newspaper woman.
Oh, no, not tonight she isn't. Tonight she's a kid, having her first Christmas party.
You'll just be a little late. Here, I'll give you a petty cash slip. Get upstairs and cash it before 5.
How much?
The sky's the limit.
All right, a grand.
I said the sky, not the stratosphere.
You want your stinking goats, don't you? Now, how do I know what I'll run up against in this thing? I may have to buy from the zoo.
Okay. Here, if you need any help, call me.
Oh, thank you. And you call Rusty. I hadn't got the nerve. She'll think I'm drunk.
All right.
You call her up and say you sent me out to get 2 goats and a red wagon. Oh, boy, she'll love you. Come on, Al. Hey, maybe we can get the goats quick somehow and...
Hey, where are you going first, Perry?
Well, where would you go to get goats?
Brooklyn.
Gee, Perry, it's nice driving over Brooklyn Bridge at night, ain't it?
Yeah. Holy night, silent night, where can I find 2 goats?
Ah, the old bridge looks pretty tonight with the lights on it and everything.
Yeah. Where, oh, where can I find 2 goats?
Hey, just look at the lights on the water, Perry, and the piers, look, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Perry, look! See that flash of flame down there? Look, will ya?
Yeah, yeah.
The pier's on fire. Look, will ya?
Yeah, yeah, lovely fire. Maybe it'll burn all night. Too bad we can't go.
What do you mean we can't go? Are you nuts?
My dear Al, consider your position. We're in the service of the rich. We're after goats. We're not reporters anymore. We're lackeys. Mrs. Pettensall would be very, very angry if we went to a fire instead of buying her 2 goats harnessed to a red wagon.
Perry, we gotta. Look, it's spread. Look at the orange and the yellow, like an atomic. Will you look?
Al, hush.
Maybe I can grab a shot. Slow down, Perry. Maybe I can get a picture from here.
Oh, no, no, no. Al, we must do. Let nothing turn us from our duty. We're not reporters anymore. We're butlers.
Well, I got it anyway. And maybe that won't be the picture of the year.
Little goat will be silky and white, and I hope that it gives Mrs. Pettensall a bite.
Perry, will you stop singing? I knew we shouldn't have gone to any bars looking for goats.
And where else would you
look? Hey, Perry, look at that taxi. Look, an ambulance. There's been an accident. Look! Perry, slow down, please, will you? Hey, that woman, she's hurt. Perry, please slow down. Let me get a picture, will you?
Oh, no. What would Mrs. Pettensall say if she ever found out that he was running around shooting a camera at people?
I got it.
Stop taking pictures.
You know what? You're lost. That's what. We're lost in Brooklyn. We're lost in Brooklyn, and we'll be here for years and years.
We're not lost. If you stop taking pictures, you'd see that we're now approaching Cyprus and 283rd. And if our friend the bartender is correct, we're about to get our first goat.
Didn't he have any number?
No. Brown Shack at the corner of Cypress and 283rd. This must be it over there, behind those signboards.
Hey, what is it, a garbage dump? Or is that the goats I smell?
All right, now, Rudolph, please be a good goat, will ya? Come on.
What's he stopping for?
I don't know. Please, Rudolph, we're almost at the car now. In a little while, you'll meet Mrs. Pettensall, and you'll like her.
You can't pull them if they don't want to.
Now, look, Rudolph, I paid $100 for you. Will you please act like a $100 goat?
Hey, there's something there on the ground.
Huh?
Hey, Perry, look. Perry, it's a body.
What?
Yeah, yeah, in a sack. Suffering jets. There's a note on it.
Give me the flashlight. Hey. Merry Christmas from the boys.
Whoa, I think I know him. Shine the flashlight in his face.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Perry, it's Progower from the DA's office.
Yeah. He had his nose in the poultry racket, didn't he? Merry Christmas from the boys. What a story.
And how?
Well, too bad we're too busy.
Perry, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Business before pleasure, we still got one goat to go. Progower, you'll just have to...
At least let me take a couple of pictures.
Okay, but make it snappy. All right, Rudolph, I'll give you just one more chance. Are you or are you not going to get into the car without being kicked? Rudolph, stay in the back seat, will you? Stop kissing me. I'm driving.
Yeah, and you should have stuck to lemonade.
You should talk. When I think of it, who were you on the phone with at that last tavern?
The office. Tex.
And what'd you tell him?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Uh-huh.
He said Rusty had phoned and said you needn't bother coming to the party no matter how early you get through. And I just sort of casually mentioned the fire and the Progower murder.
Uh-huh. That'll teach him to send us out after goats.
Where'd that bartender say we should go?
Oh, a guy by the name of Balky Bartokamus.
Huh?
That's just a couple of blocks more.
Now, what's the matter with Rudolph?
I believe he's slightly loaded. He downed a whole can of beer that the barkeep gave him.
More likely it's the can. He downed that, too.
Mr. Bartokamus?
Yes?
My friend here and I, as curious as it may seem, are seeking to purchase a goat.
Yeah, a goat.
Yeah, a goat. Jerry, the bartender at Mike's Tavern, he said you had goats.
You made the Christmas Eve joke, eh?
No.
Come on, we got company. You drink a glass of wine. Everything should be all right. Christmas time, everybody should feel okay.
Look, any time but Christmas Eve, it might be a gag. But I'm dead on the level, brother. I gotta get another goat. Now, have you got one?
And we ain't kidding.
It's no funny business?
Honest.
All right, you come with me.
You have got goats, haven't you?
Sure, I got goats. Paolo and Francesca, the man and wife. Nice goats. Good goats. You like goats, eh?
Oh, yeah, sure. I love goats. Don't we, Al?
Oh, yeah. Especially on Christmas Eve. We love goats.
Yeah.
He's in here, the shed.
Goats.
Hold it. You ain't got them yet.
Mr. Bartokamus?
You see?
How much for the big one over there?
Bologna. I tell you, the name is Paolo and Francesca. This is husband and a wife. And I'll sell one. You married man. I think you understand, eh?
Forgive me, old man. You're right. Yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. They look so great. They're in love.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, Mr. Bartokamus, I got a goat outside. The swellest goat you ever saw, Rudolph.
Yeah?
Rudolph, yeah, he loves everybody.
Crazy about everybody.
What about a deal? I buy Paolo and Francesca. You take Rudolph in part swap, huh? You can have one swell loving goat for some cash. Everybody, she's happy, huh?
I don't want one goat.
No?
No.
What's the matter with having one goat?
What good is one goat except to another goat?
Except, yeah. Oh, look, Mr. Bartokamus, it's a deal. How much?
I'm not sure I want to sell now.
$300.
She's good. Paolo and Francesca, they're yours. You come in the house and we have some wine. It's a treat. It's a party. We sing songs. We do the happy dance.
I knew we shouldn't have stayed at Bartokamus's party so long. I just knew it. Perry, please stop, will you?
Okay.
If I don't eat soon, I'm going to die. Please, please, we got the goats. We got three goats, in fact. Let's eat and get them up to Mrs. Pettensauce, huh? Would you shut up, Rudolph? You too, Francesca. Will you pipe down? Holy smokes, we're up to our neck in goats. What are we going to do with three goats, Perry?
Yeah, what are we going to do? Dun, 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 dun,
we don't eat soon, Perry. I'm going to be sick. You know something, Perry? I wouldn't have blamed that waiter if he'd socked you. Russian caviar in a dump like this.
Shall? I'm sleeping. Don't disturb me. Allow me just to sit here with my head in my hands and just suffer. Oh, stop nudging me, Al. Would you stop nudging me?
Good evening, all. Mind if I join the party?
Rusty.
Hello, Perry. Don't suppose you'd mind if I sat down?
You're sore.
Not at all. It's been a perfect Christmas Eve.
How'd you find us?
You left a trail a blind man could follow. When I saw your car parked outside with three goats in the back seat, I sort of figured you might be in here.
Aw, don't be sore, Rusty.
Sore? Why should I be sore?
What are you doing away from the party?
There is no party. Could I have some coffee, too, please?
Coming up.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm working. Everybody's working. There's never been a Christmas like it before. Progauer was murdered. Progauer of the DA's office?
Oh, for goodness sake. Fancy that.
It also happens that Pier 547 in Brooklyn blew up.
Not really.
Perry, why do you drink?
Because they sent me out on Christmas Eve to buy two goats and a red wagon.
Mm-hmm. Have you got the wagon?
The wagon. The wagon.
Oh, I haven't got the wagon.
Well, I have. That's one reason I'm here. Tex thought you'd forget it.
Where is it?
Outside my car.
Oh, Rusty, you're wonderful.
Am I?
We got one goat too many, Rusty.
You noticed it too, did you? Isn't Mrs. Pettensaw going to be surprised?
Oh, what's the matter with them now?
I think they're frightened.
Now listen, goats. You're out of the elevator. All you got to do is walk down this nice, quiet hallway here, see? That's it. Just slowly walk down the hallway to apartment 3. And stop kissing me. Look, Rusty, Rudolph loves me.
It's 10:45. The Pettensauls will be home in 15 minutes.
All right, all right. Vogel, you take Paolo. Rusty, you grab Francesca. And you, Rudolph.
Whoever answers this door is in for an awful shock.
You ain't kidding.
Rudolph, Rudolph. See, Al? He loves me. Merry Christmas, Rudolph, to the sweetest widow goat in the whole wide world.
Good evening. Good heavens.
Are you the Pettensaw's butler?
I am, sir. And might I ask what you are?
Move over. We got goats. You got a bathroom with a sunken tub? Hold still, Rudolph. There, there. I guess you're clean now.
Aw, they both look like fluffy little lambs.
Yeah, but Rudolph here doesn't deserve a bath after smashing the Pettensaw's mirror.
He couldn't help it. It was the first time he'd ever seen himself and that mean expression on his face.
All right, hold still, Rudolph. He'll be dry in a minute. That's a boy. Give me another towel, Rusty.
You've used 5 already.
Well, you can't deliver dirty goats to Mrs. Pettensaw. Hey, he's real cute when he's cleaned up, isn't he?
What's Vogel doing?
Making a harness out of neckties. There we are.
Well, let's get him harnessed to the wagon and get out of here before the Pettensaws arrive.
Come on, Rudolph. Oh, you look swell. Yeah, come on, Rusty. Open the door. Hey, this is some dump. How's the harness coming, Al?
I used Mr. Pettensaw's neckties. Look at this. Swell, ain't it?
Al, it's the nicest harness I've ever seen.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever see a tree like that in your whole life?
Never. And I never will again. I'll never, ever have a Christmas like other people. Never.
Hey, let's get them harnessed.
There. Finished. Red wagon and all.
Yeah.
Don't they look cute?
Paolo and Francesca. Man and wife. Makes me want to cry. Oh, what are they doing to the tree?
Looks to me as if they're eating it a little at a time.
Rudolph! Darn you anyway, Rudolph!
Oh, Perry, look out! He'll break the other one!
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, no!
Hey, hold it. Here come the petting saws, I'll bet you.
What's going on in here? My boss! Oh, both of them! What is the meaning of this? Who are you? Alan, are these people from the paper?
I believe they are, my dear.
Get out of here, all of you, you hooligans.
I beg your pardon.
You're drunk.
Drunk?
Of course you're drunk. Otherwise, what is the meaning of the third animal?
It's a spare.
A spare? Is that supposed to be funny? Will you please leave? Alan, I expect you to deal with these people tomorrow.
Oh, Rusty, I believe Mrs. Pettensall is sore.
Is she now? Well, so am I. Mrs. Pettensall, you're all through with Perry Brown now, aren't you?
I don't believe I know you.
Yes, you are. You're through with him. He's drunk, and he's dirty, and besides, he's served your purpose. He got you what you wanted, 2 goats and a red wagon on Christmas Eve. No other man in town could have done it tonight, or would have.
Get out of here.
You've been using our office and our staff to do your dirty work for the last 5 years.
Well,
run errands, fetch and carry, fix things for you, play nursemaid to you. Well, that's out as far as we're concerned. And when you replace us, I suggest you go to an employment agency that furnishes trained servants.
Well,
it'll be nice to know you can call up the office when you need an extra butler. Come on, boys. Come on, Rudolph. Let's get out of here. I can smell something that has nothing to do with goats.
Well, I'd never.
Now, my dear. Good night, Mrs. McGowan, Mr. Brown, Mr. Fogle. Good night.
Come on, let's get out of here. Well, we got rid of Al.
Yeah.
Now, if we could only get rid of Rudolph.
I called up the zoo.
Well?
It didn't want a goat.
Oh.
I called up the Metropolitan Museum of Art, too.
What on earth for?
I don't know. I thought maybe because it was Christmas Eve, they might make an exception.
What do we do with him?
Honey, I don't know, but I'm not going to abandon Rudolph on some cold, vacant lot somewhere. He's got a right to Christmas, too.
Well, where will we take him?
I don't know. I guess we'll just wander around Brooklyn with him until we die of old age. Now, don't kiss me when I'm driving Rudolph. He loves me, Rusty.
I know.
Do you?
I do, too.
Do you?
Uh-huh. For heaven's sakes, let's get some coffee. I'm perishing with the cold, Perry. Look, there's a place. Come on, stop, Perry.
All right. Do you think you love me as much as Rudolph loves me?
I think I do.
Okay, then I'll buy you some coffee. All right, now. Get Rudolph out on your side.
Can't he stay in the car?
Oh, Rudolph's got a right to Christmas, too. Attaboy. Go on, Rudolph. Go with Rusty. That's the fella.
Come on, Rudolph. Good old Rudolph. Come on.
Rusty, honey, I just couldn't leave Rudolph without a home on Christmas Eve. It just wouldn't be human.
I know. Do you suppose we'll have to keep him forever?
I don't know. Well, here we are. All right now, Rudolph. Sit down. Sit down beside us and shut up.
Hey, mister, you can't bring that goat in here.
Oh, yes, we can. It's Christmas Eve. Coffee and donuts for two and some wheat biscuits for Rudolph.
Is that what goats eat?
Yeah, well, just one of the things. No, leave him in the box.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'll eat the box and all. He'll go wild, and when he gets the biscuits after all that cardboard, wow, Thanks.
Sure.
Here, Rudolph. Now, don't let me hear a sound out of you.
Ugh. I've seen everything now. Donuts and coffee coming up.
Say, you an happy kid?
Perry, I'm an awful fake. I've loved every minute of it.
No fooling.
I was mad because you didn't want to take me with you.
Well, it's a lousy racket, but we love it. I guess we're out of here now, though. We ain't got a job, Rusty.
Oh, I think we have. Remember when Mr. Pettensall said goodnight?
Yes.
He winked at me.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm. I think he's been wanting to tell her off for years.
Oh, I'll bet.
Perry, can't you remember anything that happened tonight?
Some of it.
Do you know there's a bonus waiting for you at the office?
A bonus? What for?
For your work on the Pier 547 explosion.
What?
Ogle took a picture of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He also took a picture of the death of some Brooklyn alderman's wife in a taxi accident. And a half a dozen of Progauer's body.
What are you talking about?
Well, Vogel phoned the office around 6 and said if we would go to an address he gave us and look behind some signboards, there'd be something for us.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was. On top of Progauer's body were 2 rolls of film and a note from Vogel with the captions on them. They're all over page 1 now.
Well, I'll be. Good old Vogel. I tried to make an honest flunky out of him, but I guess he's just a newspaper man at heart.
So you see, everything's all right.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Now, if we could only just get rid of Rudolph.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, give me 2 coffees and 2 donuts to go.
Right.
Rusty, look.
What?
That kid. Hey, Sonny, come on over here, will you?
Hello, lady.
Hi, Sonny.
Hello, mister.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Say, would you like a goat for Christmas?
Her?
Him.
Honest?
Honest.
You mean just take him?
Right now. You want him?
Gee, do I. Gosh.
Call him Rudolph.
Gee, thanks, mister. Thanks a lot. Come on, Rudolph. Come on, boy.
Well, we've done it, Rusty. We have done it. Rudolph has a home. Darling, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Perry.
Hey, got to take kiss and stuff. I want a respectable joint.
You have just heard 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, or Goats Gone Wild, starring Roger Tremain as Perry Brown and John Heflin as Al Vogel. Other members of the cast included Stuart Talbert as Tex Court, Bob Hutchison as Mr. Bartokamus, Lurlin Lahr as Rusty, Pam Hungate as Mrs. Pettensall, Lee Delaney as Mr. Pettensall, Kim Heflin as the little boy. And as our goats, Lee Delaney as Rudolph, and Pan Fawn as Francesca, and Larry Appleton as Paolo. Sound effects by Lee Delaney. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. I'm your announcer, Bob Hutchison, on behalf of the Lexington chapter of American Radio Theater, wishing you the very best this holiday season.
Let's listen to some music from the days of old time radio.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and the weird and whimsical baritone to end all baritones, Jerry Colonna. What's news, Bing?
Well, Kensington, when Cole Porter, who's famous for devising sophisticated ditties, finds himself at home on the range, that's news. I'm doing his brand new cowboy ballad, Don't Fence Me In. Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
Riding high
on my cayuse. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
In the sky
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, 'cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees.
Send me off forever, but I ask you please,
don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze up at the moon until I lose my senses, 'cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in. No, no.
Why don't you fence me in? So leaving the home on the range, leave us list to a lad with a word for those who rule the range in the home.
Oh, it's a pretty sure prediction that in the next 10 days you'll be having folks drop in for snacks, on invitation or on the spur of the moment. In either case, refreshments will be ready in a jiffy if you have on hand some of the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. Just put them out in their own neat glasses with some crackers or potato chips. Everybody spreads his own snacks, picks the Kraft kinds that strike his fancy most. That's easy for the hostess, and easy on the point budget, too. Consider a Kraft assortment of pimento or olive pimento spreads, zestful Roca and Kraft relish spread. Each one of these tempting, creamy-tasting spreads takes just 2 ration points. You better stock up tomorrow so you'll be all set for snack parties. Look for the quality cheese spreads marked Kraft.
Here's the charioteers, friends, in a very practical vein tonight. Very clever arrangement of straighten up and fly right. Hit it.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. Now, the monkey thought that everything was quite on the square.
Who's the square?
You. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back.
Bop.
But the monkey grabbed his neck and said,
"Now look here, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use of jiving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Well,
the buzzard told the monkey, you're choking me. Really sure holding, I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye. Said,
your story's so touching.
It sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Look out, Jack. You're snapping your cap.
Ain't no use of diving. What's the use of diving? Straighten up and fly right. Your top. Well, the buzzard told the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye.
And said, the story's so touching.
It's still alive.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Very good, Ben, very good. You know, Jerome Kern has written some of our finest melodies, songs that are musically eminent and international in their appeal. His latest job for the Deanna Durbin picture marks his silver anniversary, the 25th score that he's written. Yip Harburg wrote the words for this particular song from the score, and if I can handle it right, I'm sure you'll agree that it's one of Mr. Kern's best songs.
More and more, this heart of mine confesses. More and more, I'm caught in your caresses. Warmed by the breath of your sigh. Cooled by the blue of your eyes. It more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you.
Season, name of Eugenie Baird. She's just been here a short time, so California's kind of new to her, too. You like it out here, Eugenie?
Well, Bing, I don't think I've ever lived any place where there were so many happy men.
Many happy men? What makes you think that?
Well, everywhere I go, they're always whistling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're all right till they begin barking, then you better break into a run. Didn't the boys that you knew back east break out a whistle when they flushed a sharp chick?
Hmm? Why, no, Bing. My boyfriend in New York never wasted time whistling.
That's all. Seems a very practical fellow. What say you carry on with the chanson here? Eugenie's going to give us a tune popular in La Belle France. It's known to us over here as My Heart Sings.
All of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is to be with you, the magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much. The secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand. The wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes, remembering all those little things, all of a sudden my heart sings.
Smooth. Comes now a stellar personality in the vocal world. That brilliantly balmy barrel-chested baritone with the barrel tones, that singing Joe Stalin, gentle Jerry Colonna.
Greetings, Bing. Shall we sing hi and a hi?
Wait a minute, Jerry. Before breaking into the louder stuff, there's a few things that I must know. Obviously, you've studied voice. But under whom? Whom did you study under? Gatti Kazaza or Gaetano Marola, perhaps?
No, under the runway in Minsky's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you jest, Jerry. Not much, but you jest a little. Surely that golden voice, that fabulous breath control, that's not just pure happen chance, is it?
Oh, of course not. My mustache is really responsible.
Mustache? That brush there, huh? In what way is that parsley patch responsible? What does it do? Strain out the clinkers or what?
No. No, it keeps my nose warm.
Keeps your nose? Well, why do you want to keep your nose warm?
Want to be different from the other Cocker Spaniels.
I... Well, I've heard you sing, Professor, on Senior Hope's Tuesday Night Error.
Error?
Optional spelling in there.
Oh, I see.
Do you just sing at random, or does Robert conduct you through your rousing roundelays?
Oh, Hope stands in the wings and gives me a signal.
Conducts from the wings, huh? What does he do, wave a stage brace or something?
No, taps me on the shoulder with his nose.
Tell me, whoop, not yet. I just... We're going to break out into something. Look, Hedgehead, do you intend to make this thing your career, this vocal thing? Are you going to build on it?
Oh, no, I sing just to kill time.
You got quite a weapon, too. I'll just pass the word to John Scott Trotter if you want, and you can rip out a roulade right here. What key do you sing in, Jer?
Anything at all but do. First I sing high, then I sing low, high, low, high, low,
high, low, high, low. How do you achieve a range like that?
Got my Adam's apple on a yo-yo.
Obviously, I can't win here. I've got to finish out of the money. Will you sing something?
And it'll be something.
By all means, I'm...
Caroline! Caroline! I miss you in the morning when old Bob White gives his call. Caroline! Caroline! I miss you at the sunset when the evening shadows are fall. Caroline! Caroline! I miss you when the moon beams upon the river shine. Oh, can't you hear me calling for you, Caroline? Can't you hear me calling, Caroline? It's my heart calling the dime. Ah, Caroline, sweet girl of mine. Your eyes divine, those lips like wine. Things are so fine, we're off to dine, partake of wine, my Caroline. Oh, press to mine, your lips divine, my Caroline. Your eyes, they shine with love divine. If any swine dare try to dine you, Caroline, I'll make the swine drink iodine. For you are mine, and I am thine. You're just my kind. Do not decline, my love divine, for tears of brine will streak my spine. And when you sign on the dotted line, things will be fine, and I'll be fine. And your folks will be fine. Fine. What do you know? I can't find a rhyme. Well, can't you hear my lips praying? Can't you hear my soul saying? Can't you hear me calling? What's the matter, you deaf or something? Caroline, you hear me? Answer me, Caroline. The song is almost over. Too late. It's over.
Oh, Professor, that was parfait. Every note a nugget. Now, Professor Carpenter, make yourself at home with a few notes for the homemakers. Huh? Right in through here.
It is an Englishman, the Earl of Sandwich, who invented the portable meal of two slices of bread put together with a rich, flavorful filling. But we Americans popularized the handy sandwich. And today, more Americans are carrying sandwiches than ever before in history. The fillings for good sandwiches are quite a problem these days, so I want to tell you how to make the ration points you spend for fillings do double duty. Use Kraft cheese spreads. With these cheese treats, you spread in rich, moist goodness and tantalizing flavor at one and the same time. Take, for example, the four Kraft creamy kinds. Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads, the zestful Roca, and Kraft Relish spread with the chopped pickles all through it. These rich-tasting, flavorful spreads take just two ration points a glass, and any one is all the filling you need for a swell sandwich. Look for them at the food store tomorrow. You better stock up both for lunchbox sandwiches and the wonderful holiday snacks you make in a hurry with Kraft cheese spreads.
Not so very long ago, Mr. Irving Berlin had the pleasant inspiration to weave a story in song around our national holidays. You may recall it as Holiday Inn. It was the tale of a restive lad who wanted to rest, wanted to give up the gay, giddy whirl of cafeteria society. He thought he'd exchange his exhausting career as a crooner for fun on a farm. Thought farm life was for the lazy, foolish boy. Yes, the simple life's for me, he told his inner man. And the two of them, they made a lovely couple, were so pleased that they just burst right into melody. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. Kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite.
How can our love go wrong if we start the new year? Bring out the old year. Let's start the new year right.
But that boy found an out. He opened an inn, planned to reconvert his farmhouse, keep it open only on our 15 big national holidays, thus giving him 350 non-working days. A genius, that boy, really. Giving Irving Berlin a chance to create songs commemorating such a day as Abraham Lincoln's birthday, for example.
Was born a February morn, a tiny baby boy was born.
He became our 16th president. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gent.
And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day.
Abraham. Wondering whether or not there was romance in this deal, there sure was. And très compliqué, too. Something about our boy's former nightclub partners. A gentleman dancer and a gentle doll trying to cut in on the loot. And there was another babe in the picture, too, making this thing quite a magilla. Long about Valentine's Day, our lad decided to do a bit of lyrical leveling. Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
Then came spring, and l'amour was simpler. And so was our boy. Came robins and crocuses and sulfur and molasses, came even Easter. And that light-hearted lad joined right into the love parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all those frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
You'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade.
On the avenue, Fifth Avenue,
photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the wrong to grab yours.
Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter.
Well, our hero was a business success, even though his harmony was a little off, and even though his love life got loused up. But success took our happy little band to Hollywood, where our faithful boy wound up with the chick of his choice, And there amidst the California sunshine and showers, I mean flowers, and the outstretched palms of the agents, they settled among the orange blossoms. And they dreamt about the happy days back in their Connecticut home, up above Hartford, just a little below zero. To this very day, they appreciate the red Pacific sunsets and the blue Burbank skies. But most of all, they miss a white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Have a word here before we close the old hall. You know, the best Christmas presents money can buy are still those ever-loving war bonds. When you give a war bond, you're giving yourself a stake in the future of free men everywhere. When you buy a war bond, you're giving the men on every fighting front the gift that they want most. The assurance the folks back home know the toughest battles are still to be won. Your war bond is actually just a loan, and the sacrifices our boys make are offered as a gift because they're fighting for the day when Christmas can once again dawn in a world of peace. Let's let them know we're behind them with everything we got. Good night.
Kraft Music Hall next Thursday when our usual Christmas show will include the Kraft Choral Society, with Bing singing A Dusty Fidelis and Silent Night, and with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird and the Charioteers. Jerry Colonna appeared on tonight's show through the courtesy of Pepsodent.
Turn is next in the merry round of Christmastime parties. Treat your guests to a variety of surprises made with Pabstet cheese food. You can serve delicious golden Pabstet in 100 or more appetizing ways. Pabstet spreads and toasts to perfection for sandwiches and snacks. Adds rich cheddar cheese flavor to omelets, Welsh rabbits, and souffles. Don't forget to buy Pabstet. Add delicious, nourishing Pabstet cheese food to your shopping list tomorrow.
Gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Please have a look at our website, AmericanRadioTheater.org, for more of our podcasts. We put up a new one every month, and it's listed on the front page. For the others, you'll need to click on the podcast button. Hey, thanks for listening, and see you next time.